Unnamed Reviewer here. So today I'm going to be reviewing American Sniper. I saw it a couple of days ago, but I do have a lot to say on it, so I thought I'd set aside, you know, a sole podcast for it. So if you don't know about the film, it's doing really well in America. It's doing really well over here. It's got a lot of Oscar buzz about it as well. It's directed by Clint Eastwood and stars Bradley Cooper as a real-life Navy SEAL, Chris Kyle. It's a true story. He's famous for having the most kills of a sniper in American military history. To begin with, I didn't even know this was a thing people kept record of, let alone should it be something to be proud of. But that is my personal opinion. I did like the film, but as you can see, you know, it did conflict a lot of my personal views. But to me, that's just the strength of the film. It invoked this passion in me, and I think it's done it with a lot of people, really. And it's just one of its strengths. If it wasn't a very good film, you'd just feel indifferent and a bit nauseous or something, I don't know. But this one, it stirred up all my feelings, and I was constantly thinking throughout all these, you know, ideas it was bringing up and stuff. And I actually really enjoyed that, even though some of the thoughts I had were, you know, quite negative towards the portrayal of some of the things in the film. I did enjoy how it made me feel. So it begins with Chris Kyle as, you know, nothing more than this wannabe cowboy. He feels he's destined for something more. So for one reason or another, he decides to become a Navy SEAL, trains up and stuff, and then meets the woman of his dreams. And then 9/11 happens, and he decides to go to war. Gets married and goes on his first tour of Iraq. So as you can tell, it's still quite raw, quite relevant subject matter. Another strength of the film is that it does serve as a testament to this very recent modern conflict. The way it handles it could be debated, but it's still a very good insight into this, you know, recent conflict that people don't really know much about. Well, personally, I didn't really know much about it, and it was interesting to watch from that perspective. How it is told, however, I find it's been very divisive. I feel it's maybe divided, well, it's certainly divided critics, probably not audiences so much, because they'll probably just take it at face value. Because, as I've mentioned earlier, you've got Clint Eastwood, who is the director. Perfectly good director in my opinion, but with a subject matter like this, he has all the patriotic subtlety of an atomic bomb, essentially. The film has been criticised for being too patriotic, but again, there's some people that really disagree with that. I think it's a mix of both. I think it is very, very heavy-handed with the patriotism. But at the same time, it does have a good anti-war sentiment in there somewhere. But I just feel sometimes that the patriotism is just so overwhelming, you kind of have to dig deep to find this anti-war message. But it is in there. I heard a story, I don't know whether it's true or not, but that in order to get the rights to make a film of the story, Chris Kyle's dad was insistent that there'd be a lot of patriotism in it. It'd be a lot of, you know, glorification of war and everything. Again, I don't really know if that's true, but I guess it would kind of make sense that the film can just be so a bit nauseatingly patriotic at times. I saw an article about, you know, why has this film been such a huge phenomenon in America, because it has been really massive. My answer to that is simply because it's called American Sniper. You know, you've got the word America in there, which is instantly going to draw millions and millions of Americans to watch it in droves. And then the second word in the title is a gun, which again is going to draw tons and tons of Americans. I know that's me stereotyping Americans being, you know, gun nuts, but there are a lot of them out there. I mean, all you have to do is, you know, look into some of the controversial comments people have made about this film. Michael Moore famously tweeted about snipers being cowards, not in relation to the film, but, you know, because it's doing so well in America, because it's been on the news and stuff, you can't help but think this is maybe a reason why he posted such a thing. All you have to do is look at the backlash that he got to prove that there is such, you know, a huge audience of gun-toting, patriotic, you know, nuts out there that are going to queue down the block to see this film. Another controversial comment was that Seth Rogen, you know, compared it to a Nazi propaganda film before he retracted his comments because he's a coward. But he is incorrect. There is a lot of patriotism in the film, and you can take it as that as face value. I think, unfortunately, a lot of the audience are going to take it at face value, but if you do have some degree of self-awareness and are willing to, you know, invest yourself into the film, there is a very, very strong anti-war message in there. This manifests itself in which whenever Chris Kyle returns from his tours in Iraq, he did 4 in total, he's struggling to deal with, you know, his day-to-day life. His first tour, when he comes back, it's revealed that he doesn't leave the house at all. Noises happen outside and he gets a bit freaked out. I think that's done really, really well, but at the same time, it is done quite subtly, so like I said, it might go over people's heads a bit. Bradley Cooper is fantastic as Chris Kyle. One of the scenes when he first gets back from his tour, he goes to the doctors and he has a blood pressure of 110 over 170. And weirdly enough, Bradley Cooper in this role looks like a man who has a blood pressure over 110 and 170. That sounds like it's me not, you know, complimenting a lot, but to me, I think to capture that is very, very good. Then you've got Sienna Miller as Taya Kyle, who is fantastic. To me, she steals the film. In a film where, unfortunately, the female characters are incredibly underwritten, she savors every scene she's in. Most of the other women in the film, either, you know, the purpose is to shriek or to be concerned about their men that are fighting. She is concerned about the man that's fighting, but she's wanting to pull him back from the war that has consumed him, and she does such a good job of it. That's another issue I had with the film. It is too macho for a film that does have, you know, some anti-war messages in there. It's kind of just like, oh yeah, you know, we're gonna kill the enemy. Another big issue is that they refer to the Iraqis as savages, and I really, really hate that, because, you know, in the same brushstroke, you've got them portraying these sympathetic Iraqi characters that, you know, unfortunately get killed. And you're just thinking, well, your character's calling these people savages and you're trying to paint them sympathetically. You know, these gun-toting patriots with hard-ons who are watching this film are going to focus on the savage part. They're not going to focus on these, like, one few sympathetic characters that you instantly kill off. And that's just a great shame, really, because, you know, that at the end of the day, a lot of those Iraqis were just, I'm getting into the politics about this again, and I said I wouldn't, were just trying to protect the land, and then these men show up and start killing people. But again, I'm trying to swear away from the politics so I don't, you know, cause arguments and stuff. But just the use of the word savages, I thought, was just a particularly poor choice. It reminded me of the song in Pocahontas, the savages, savages, which, weirdly enough, Pocahontas is about a film about Americans invading a land in which they are unwelcome. It's very similar to American Sniper, so, you know, it does have similarities to a Disney film, which is pretty odd, but quite funny. Other criticisms, we have the famous plastic baby scene, which is just ridiculous. I could have just walked out at that point. Just, you invest all this money in creating all these great war effects, and then you can't even get a realistic looking baby. It was pretty pathetic. Overall, though, like I said before, it's not without criticism. It's great because it gets you involved in the film. It, you know, brings out your beliefs and stuff. It's very well shot in a very standard war sort of way, so credit to Clint Eastwood for that. Overall, I would say it's a must-watch, but, you know, it's going to invoke different passions in different people, which I think is great, but maybe a film with this much power should have thought of handling it a bit better than it did. But overall, a good watch.